We thank you for the strength that you are imparting upon us in this period that you have decided to occasion the beginning of your counsel for this decade. How that you will outrightly defeat the enemy in various nations and put the influence of your government in the midst of her. We thank you for quickening us. We thank you for strengthening us these days. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have a Bible, you may wish to turn to the book of James chapter 5. There is a statement there that we'll need to extract, which will become the guiding light in our navigation. The book of James chapter 5. James chapter 5. It's needful for us never to forget that the origin of faith is a spirit. It's not, faith is not something that we can mechanically achieve. I've seen a few mechanical prescriptions on how to stumble upon faith. And faith happens to be a principle of life. And so it's possible for you to be living a fake life. That's what it means when a believer begins to fake faith. Because he's faking life. The destiny of the just is that he will have to live by faith. James chapter 5 verse 14. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. The reason for consulting with these two verses is a statement that is made therein. There is something, there's a label there, the prayer of faith. The prayer of faith, and just in case you are concerned about the verses that we read, I'd like to look upon it in a little detail. You notice that the brother that was afflicted, for which there was a need to summon the elders, are you here? The one about whom there is a question if there is a sick fellow in the midst of us. Notice that it was not a healing evangelist that was dispatched to the brother. It was not one that was endowed with the gift of working of miracles. It was the elders. I don't want to dabble into that verse. I don't want to dabble. Meanwhile, the result of the prayer of faith was not healing. The result of the prayer of faith was salvation. It saved the sick. Now, so the context, I don't have time to walk on the context. But the reason for my reading this particular verse is to extract something that is already labeled. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. It means that in the apostolic community, they have understood something to be the prayer of faith. And that's why that label was used in this scripture. I'm not so concerned about they. Environment, I'm just concerned about that label, and that's what I want us to talk about this evening, the prayer of faith. First of all, we were able to establish that faith is born by spirit, so it is not possible to walk in faith on a mechanical mode. It must be spirit infused, it must be spirit furnished, it must be spirit born. And when you are doing things that will exercise your spirit, it is in the atmosphere of doing the things that will exercise your spirit that the Holy Ghost comes to furnish faith upon your heart. For instance, most of your faith experiences will come in the place of prayer. Prayer facilitates faith more than any other thing. Prayer. The word of the Lord will come to you when you are in prayer. Oh, someone is quoting a scripture to me. He said, is it not written that faith cometh by hearing and hearing of the word of God? Go and check the word, word there. What? Hearing of the voice of God. Faith is born when God speaks a personal word into your heart. All right? Someone might see that and think that, oh, while studying the Bible, it is possible for God to speak a word into your heart. But the source of faith is that there is a personal word, there's a personal initiative of God that is released into your human spirit. And then the Holy Ghost furnishes the reality of that which God has spoken. It's spiritual intercourse. So a man that is not exercising his spirit is not likely to stumble on vital ingredients for daily life, even faith. Hallelujah. So my concern for the night is the prayer of faith, because it was stated in the book of James chapter 5, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Hallelujah. Maybe some other time we can do an analysis of this scripture, and then you will see why the elders were the ones that were summoned. We'll see why the result of their initiative was salvation. And then something happened subsequently that led to the guy's healing. Because in the spiritual atmosphere, there are several things, several restitutions that you need to make in order for physical manifestations to find expression. And there is a condition about this brother for which he was sick. I don't want us to go into that. It will take too much time. Hallelujah. My emphasis is just that subject, the prayer of faith. Now we will do a little Bible study to find out the ABC of the prayer of faith. Don't forget, faith is born by what? Spirit. And this prayer of faith is also an outshoot of spirit activity. Everything we talk about faith is a product of spirit activity. And just in case you are saying, wow, faith, don't take it that it's not so big. It is your lifestyle as a righteous man. That's the only option of victorious lifestyle that you have available in God's arsenal. So when we are talking about faith, we are describing you, describing your lifestyle. And just in case some of the descriptions that we are giving is alien to your experience, then we will show you the step-by-step approach to walk into the reality that you are supposed to be operating in. The prayer of faith, we have a very lucid illustration of the prayer of faith in the book of Mark chapter 11. Jesus himself was the one that taught on the subject, and it would be good for us to consult with him, the prayer of faith. And when we are done with the theoretical aspect, we are going to exercise ourselves in the prayer of faith. Prayer of faith has capacity to bring salvation. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. All right, Mark chapter 11, verse 19. And when even was come, he went out of the city, and in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus, answering, said unto them, have faith in God. You know, I spoke about it yesterday. This is Kenneth Hagin's key scripture. And the scripture means have the God kind of faith. For verily, this is an illustration, this is an explanation of what Jesus said in verse 22, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. That's the prayer of faith. I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, hallelujah. I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever ye desire when ye pray. So he has broken it. The verse 23 is the principle. Verse 24 is the practice. Therefore, because of that principle, the practice is in prayer. Whatsoever I say unto you, what things soever ye desire. So there's a desire. When ye pray, the desire becomes the platform, the launching pad for prayer. He now says, believe that ye have received them, and ye shall have them. Now, this is practice. Verse 23 is principle. Now, we'll have to look at verse 23 and break it into fragments so that we can understand the principle adequately. Then we'll move on to practice. Then I'll give you an example of where Jesus practicalized the prayer of faith. And if English language means anything, well, let's go with two. Let's go to principle again. This is the principle. You know, I like Jesus. Because when Jesus wants to teach you a spiritual thing, he will show you the provision in the spirit. For instance, in the book of Matthew chapter 18, from verse 18 to 20. He say, wherefore I say unto you, whatsoever ye bind, verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. We didn't know this before. So Jesus, what he did was that he began to unveil spiritual possibilities. He began to unveil spiritual provisions. He's trying to enlighten us, right? So he said, you can actually bind something on earth and it will be bound in heaven. You can actually lose something on earth and it will be loosed in heaven. This is Jesus speaking. And then Jesus now went again. Next verse. And again I say unto you, that means an additional provision in the realm of the spirit, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. That's another provision. But you see, in mentioning this second provision, Jesus now attached the principle in the next verse. He said, if two of you shall agree as touching anything that they may ask, all right, it will be done for them, for my Father who is in heaven. Why? Why will it be done? Then he tells us the principle. For where two or three are gathered, this is the principle, in my name, there I am in the midst of them. This is the reason why that principle will work, because that provision will work because of this principle. That's how Jesus teaches spiritual things. In the book of Mark, where we read, first of all, Jesus starts with the principle. And then he also goes ahead to establish the practice. So the first thing we'll do is to master the principle. Now, I'd like us to see all the ingredients that are in the principle as we attempt to master it. It's spiritual things really are simple. It's not difficult. It is very practicable. And that's how all spiritual things really are. They are too simple. Now, it's a verily I say unto you, that whosoever, the first thing I would like you to underline is whosoever shall say unto this mountain. So we have a whosoever. That means it's not just something that the pastor can do or the prayer leader can do. It is something that is open to every one of us that has the spirit of faith. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain. Mountain is the work of the devil. It's an act of Satan, is an opposition in your life. It's a hindrance that has been placed over your destiny. So we have whosoever. Then we have shall say. That is a saying. And you are saying to the mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea. Corona, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea. Then there is another provision. And the other provision is that you, in this process, you should not doubt in your heart. But believe that those things that you are saying will come to pass. Then you will have whatsoever ye say. Now, another good thing to underline is whatsoever. The first we underline is whosoever. And then the second I'm calling you to underline is whatsoever. It means that there is no limit to the possibilities of the prayer of faith. And it doesn't matter your spiritual rank or your spiritual demerit as you perceive. That doesn't count in the usability of the prayer of faith. Because whosoever can eventually get whatsoever. And the principle requires that there should be no doubt in the question. Now, if there's anything called an open check, then the prayer of faith is the open check for the believer. Whosoever can get whatsoever, if only you do not doubt, and you believe that the things that you are saying will come to pass. Glory. I remember. Hallelujah. We wanted to build a building. And it was obvious that there was no money anywhere to complete the building. But we had laid the foundation. And the way I told the engineer to lay the foundation was exclusive of a certain portion of the land. Leave that side. Just lay this foundation. Before I woke up in the morning, they had laid foundation inclusive of. And based on my budgeting, based on my analysis, based on my competence, I was giving them directives based on what I felt I will eventually have the ability to prosecute. But he had already extended it beyond the scope of my plan. And it was a grievous offense, actually. It was a grievous offense. Then somebody visited me. A man of God visited me. And I said, and looked through the window, saw the building, and said, let's go out and pray there. And when we got there, it was a prayer of faith. You know what I said? Whosoever can get whatsoever. If at the time that you make the declaration, there is no doubt spotted in your heart, that utterance that has gone forth is spirit-born. It will travel with spirit potency. And it will come to pass because of the integrity of the spirit that is carrying those others into manifestation. Not on the basis of your age or how long you have been in ministry. This is a spiritual principle. And it is the open check for the believer. So Jesus, in practice, now said, having known this, verse 24, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. First of all, we have desire. Secondly, we have pray. Thirdly, we have received. Fourthly, we have. First, we have desire. Don't forget, you don't go without any desire. And then you convert your desire to prayer. And having converted your desire to prayer, you believe the faith element. I hope you know. Are you with me? I hope you know that in our teaching we have established that faith is spirit born. Remain in the place of prayer until the Holy Spirit imparts faith for the matter. Until faith rises on the issue. And sometimes you might need to remain there on that prayer point for 7 days in order for faith to rise. Sometimes it might be for 14 days. The fact that this principle is captured in one verse doesn't mean that it will take one day. Sometimes you'll need to tarry in the place of prayer for a while until faith, until you believe that you have received them. That's you can't do that. It is God that will make that happen. Are you with me? Now, the reason why I'm trying to teach this and to show you God's part in this arrangement is that if you do it right, you will always get the result. You will always get the result. And that's why it's not good for a man of God to talk anyhow. You don't always have the answer. You only have the answer if the Spirit of God has moved. So remain in the place of prayer. He said, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, make those desires prayer points. Make them prayer items. Make them prayer items. Keep praying about them. Keep praying about them. Keep praying about them. And the moment faith, it is, you sense in the Spirit that it is done, you have received it. And you will have it. It will come in the natural. But the time from whence you receive it, and from the time from when you have it, sometimes it might take 5 years. Sometimes it might take 12 months. Sometimes it might take 1 year, 6 months. Okay, let me give you an idea. Where was I? I was in the place of prayer. I was in the place of prayer, and the object of my prayer was divine direction. Because I had just finished youth service, and I was looking forward to the next thing that God had on his calendar for me. So I was in the place of prayer, and I prayed. Do you know that I prayed that prayer point for 1 year, and God didn't answer me? No faith about the matter. Nothing spoken about the matter. Don't forget, faith cometh by hearing the voice of God. That same voice that Jesus spoke about, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Faith comes by the proceeding word of God. It's the living, active word of God. And that's different from the written word. It's living. God speaks it to you. That is what furnishes faith. The Holy Spirit takes those words as raw materials to furnish faith upon your heart. So I was in the place of prayer seeking direction for 1 good year, and there was no response. Meanwhile, I was in serious fasting. I fasted 260 something days out of the 365 days, and there was nothing coming on the matter until the next year. We started the next year, and then I continued the fasting, continued the prayer. On the 13th day of fasting and prayer, that was when God decided to speak to me. So the prayer time was long. The fact that that thing is captured in one verse, it might be the that principle might be the reason, might be the only valid way you can describe or explain 2 years of your life. In implementation, it's different from how short it is in the scripture. And so, on the 13th day of January 2003, God now spoke. You see, because God spoke, I had received my direction. Are you here? But the reaction that led to God speaking began 1 year ago. But faith is never born until there is an idiosyncratic, a particular initiative of the Spirit of God that moves upon your heart. Is that clear? Now, so that was when I received it. That was when it became. But the things I received, because God said one of the things he spoke to me about that day was that he's going to give me a job. And the moment he said it, I received the job. I received the job on the 13th of January 2003. As at the time I received the job, my office was not existing on earth then. My office was still spiritual. Because my office was put in place 1 month later, after my encounter. Do you understand? But I had received the job before the office was established. It was a committee. And they did a good job. And some of the recommendations they made at committee level was that an agency should be established. While they were going through all of that, I was in my village on my knees, and God spoke to me that he has given me a job on the 13th day of January 2003, on my knees. And the administrative protocol that was needed to create the platform where my employment would come from was not yet in place. They were still going through the committee level, trying to put papers together. and send recommendations to the National Assembly. The result of the National Assembly deliberation was that an agency was formed. But way before the agency was formed, I received my miracle. Do you know that what I received on the 13th of January 2003, it manifested on the 1st of June 2004. Believe that ye shall receive it. You will not have it 1 year later. You can have it 2 years later. Are you still with me? This is the way. This is, Jesus is telling us how the life of faith is. Do you know that when God spoke to me that He was going to do that, and I received it, and then the aptitude test was written. I was not there. I know you won't believe my next statement. Then the list came out, and then my name was there. Believe that you receive, and you shall have. You shall have it. My name was there. And then I came straight from a missionary engagement. I didn't even know who the minister of petroleum was at that time. Rushed in, tried to put, in fact, it was crusade suit. The white suit I wear for miracle crusade, that was what I wore to the place. My Benny Hinn suit, that was what I wore to the place. I got there, everybody was serious. I was the only person that was not serious. Because they were reading, they were studying, they were interacting, hey, Jesus. The only question I knew was the only question they asked me in the interview. Believe that ye have received it, and ye shall have it. The interview was somewhere in February 2004. The employment letter came 3 days before the 1st of June 2004. I went there on the 1st of June 2004 and wrote my acceptance letter. And that was how I got the manifestation of what God, what I received in the place of prayer. Is that clear? Now, let me show you something quickly because I want us to pray. Believe that you receive. Don't just say, okay, I pray now, and according to the scriptures, when I pray, God answers. That is wonderful. That is very wonderful. What I'm saying is different from that thing. Begin to pray that desire until God's voice is heard about that matter. Not name and claim. I'm not talking about naming it and I claim. I name this, I claim it. I name a BMW and I claim it. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying that desire should become a prayer point that will be sustained until God moves on your heart, because the Holy Spirit is the one that furnishes faith. I've heard many people say, those that went to the kind of Bible school we went to, I've heard them say, don't pray on one issue twice. It is counterproductive to the principle of faith. You must have heard that before. You see, I'm not teaching you what people taught. I'm teaching you what I practiced before God. Yes, that's what I teach. The reason why I ask God for spiritual experience is so that I can be an accurate teacher. Jesus, while he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, prayed one prayer point 3 times, and a faith preacher is recommending that it is anti-faith for you to pray one prayer point more than 1 time. Keep praying that prayer point until you receive the voice of God on the matter. That's how the faith life is born. Because faith is what? Is a product of a spirit. Don't just do name and claim and say, you see, if you are a pastor for a long time, I'm not talking about an itinerant preacher preaching for a crusade, they invite you, you preach. No. That's easier. It's easy because you go there, prophesy, pray for the sick are healed, and then you leave the place. But if you are stationed in one place, you can't prophesy and go. And the people that you are prophesying to will come and show you your prophecy. And how that it has not yet come to pass. Alright? Okay. You can't just, when sick people come, you can't just say, and you are healed in the name of Jesus Christ. There's a place for that kind of prayer. But you see, when the person goes home and the situation does not change, they will still come back to you. That's the challenge of pastoring. In pastoring, you must be sure of the deliverables that you are presenting. If not, you are going to lose your integrity. The way to always be accurate is that thing they brought to you, pray that prayer, release them in the name of Jesus. Take that matter, after praying that prayer, take that matter back to whatsoever you desire when you what? You will use people's issues to grow spiritually. And the thing about spiritual stuff is this: if you exercise your faith and it works, God will give you more faith. The crucible for the birth of faith is prayer, the place of prayer. Take that matter to the place of prayer. If you know if you know how many high people are sending me prayer requests on a frequent basis, I mean the kind of people that you can't say, if you have not heard God, you should not talk to them. You should not respond. Yes, and those kind of people. Almost every week, there is a huge request coming from a quarter that you cannot come and say. You know the way to do it. You want to always be right. Take that issue, go into the place of prayer. Whatsoever ye desire, when ye pray, don't say anything. In fact, sometimes the people will be putting pressure on you to make comments. If you are going to be an accurate prophet, remove emotion from it. God will not act because you spoke. He will act because his spirit moved. Then you'll begin to see people pressuring you to say things that, okay, don't say anything. Prophets don't talk until they have prayed. Because the engine room is when you convert a desire to prayer, transaction has started. It begins to read of the divine meter. Then a time comes when God now gives a feedback. The feedback is not a lousy feedback. It's a release of God's counsel, God's voice about the matter. That is when faith is born. Meanwhile, you can pray by the scriptures. Do you understand that? You can pray by the scriptures. That the scripture says we should lay our hands upon the sick and the sick will recover. And on the basis of that, I'm laying my hands upon you and I'm praying according to the scriptures, begin to recover from today. Right? You can do that. But like I said, as a pastor, if the person doesn't recover, the person will still come back with the challenge. So you need to begin to find some means. Some means to attend to those matters. Because your integrity is your license in ministry. Hallelujah. If it's on record that everybody you lay hands on and pray for, they die. If it's on record, that's the trend, you find out that there'll be few people for you to lay. And you must know that you are not the performer. It's the Holy Ghost that is the performer. The people will want to make you a performer, but the truth is the Holy Spirit is the performer. And we get to get stuff. How many years ago did I tell Enoch that I saw him as an officer in the military? Years ago. He's in the training now, the conversion training. Now, by next month, he's going to be an officer. That's something his own father, that was the soldier, the first generation soldier, never experienced. Now, I said that because God had spoken. And if you are faithful to take things to him and not speak until he speaks, he's going to increase your capacity to hear him whenever you come. The shelf life of that prayer, the transit time is going to be shorter and shorter and shorter. That's how you grow in your being a man of God. Your capacity as a man of God is your ability to take an issue to God and to get a response from God. Because that's the cycle of faith. It is when when you have received the feedback, then you can now speak. And you can speak and put your hand in the pocket. And say, yeah. And the Lord said, I know that's the type people like, that speaking. Not speaking comes after rigorous engagement. Do you know how long I prayed before I came with my white suit on Festival of Glory the last night? I thought I would. Jesus, you can't. No, you can't leave me here. What? Hey! don't even think of it. Don't think of it. After 7 hours of rigorous prayers, then he now said, I will raise a cripple. I said, glory. That's when I started putting on my white suit. And before I started the prayer, I announced it. Then get one said, hey, wait. That's the type people see. They see you on white suit, say, Jehovah will raise. Meanwhile, the real work is the work on your knees. You translate desires to prayer. Stay in prayer until you get a feedback. When you get a feedback, you have received it. All right? And indeed, you will have it. Is that clear? Now, let me show you a typical example in the book of John, chapter 11, quickly. John, chapter 11. Typical scripture. John 11, we'll begin reading from verse 38. Because I'm going to show you Jesus is groaning. The reason for which he's groaning is Lazarus has died. And so Jesus converts his desire for him to rise into groaning. Jesus therefore again, it means he groaned some time before. And then the closer he got to the tomb site, he groaned again. Jesus therefore again, groaning in himself, cometh to the grave, and it was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he had been dead 4 days. Yes? And Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee because thou hast heard me. This is when the feedback came. Even when he was telling them to roll the stone, he was still seeking feedback. Many times on the pulpit, we are still saying, okay, miracles are going to take place, but we are seeking. There's no feedback here. You are just acting. You are acting to make the people comfortable. But you know that there is no feedback from headquarters. And Jesus was saying, okay, you rolled away the stone, but he was waiting for feedback. And the moment the feedback came, he said, thank you. So the prayer has ended. He has received the miracle. Now all he needs to do is to speak. He has received the miracle. Hallelujah. So the thing began with prayer. And then he received the miracle in his heart. Then he turned to the tomb and he now said, Lazarus, come forth. Because if you have received it, you will have it. The challenge is to receive. Because if you have received it, you shall have it. Hallelujah. And he turned to Lazarus in the tomb and said, Lazarus, come thou forth. And the Bible says, he that was dead, he came forth. And this thing that manifested here was called a prayer. All of this thing that manifested here was a prayer. The prayer was first groaning. That one, we did not get the words. Then it now became thanksgiving. It means that there is a feedback. Then it became decree. And he that was dead did what? He came forth. So if the issue of the prayer of faith was the recipe that Jesus used to end debt, then whosoever can get whatsoever according to the scriptures. When you begin to operate like this regularly and you go before God, you get a feedback, you come out in the open, you say it, it happens. You go before God, you get a feedback, you come out in the open. When you begin to live that way regularly, then you will now discover that the most precious thing is a feedback from God. That's the most precious thing. A feedback. And that's why when the corona thing began to go on, I was trying to find out God's position, because it looked so, some of the things I was seeing on social media looked like a joke. So I had to go to God, because with God I cannot be wrong. When you start doing that regularly, you will start discovering that there's power in your closet life. And that's where everything begins. And people might mock you, people might curse you, people might speak evil against you. And then you may go into the closet, and when you hear something different from what people are saying, you will despise what they are saying, because you have known the superiority of the feedback that comes from God. It always comes to pass. And that's what differentiates a normal believer from a man of God. A man of God has something with God. So it doesn't matter what people say about the person. As long as he can still hear God, destiny is still in view. So Jesus was able to command Lazarus to come out of the grave. It was a result of prayer. We want to ask for two things this night. The perseverance to stay before God until we hear him. Because all hell will break loose when you are trying to secure a word from God. And then you suddenly, there's a first layer of distraction, and that one is bound to the soul. And the devil begins to trouble your soul. And you begin to feel this sense of haste. This sense of haste. That's the first barrier, the first barricade, the first burglary proof that you need to overcome. There's a sense of haste that is bound to your soul. And then when you are pressing, that sense of haste begins to trouble you. And that's why many people recommend fasting without food and fasting without water. Because when you lose physical energy, the sense of haste dies with your mortal strength. And then you'll be able to go through the passage. Hallelujah. And you know something? God has a weakness. His weakness is that he cannot stand a broken and a contrite heart. A broken and a contrite spirit, the Lord will never despise it. And when you come and it is obvious that you have no confidence in yourself, no confidence in your strength, no confidence in the degrees that you have gotten from the university. There's nothing on earth that is a pillar that you are leaning on other than him. When he finds that, he will give you a feedback. He will give you a feedback. And then more and more you begin to depend on his feedbacks. More and more you begin to see that the source of the life of grace is tied to his feedback, because the grace of God will go in the direction of the will of God. The power of God will go in the direction of the will of God. It's the voice of God that changes the story. Because when Adam fell in the garden, it was as if everything was lost. The only thing that was not lost was that the Lord God that's created by decrees could still speak again. They could still speak again. And he began to speak again. And in his speakings, he began to create platforms for renovation. And it came to pass. And at the end of the day, you will see that Satan achieved nothing. Oh my. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. May God give us the ability to persevere. Because if not for perseverance, I will not be here today. What is responsible for my being here today is the voice of God that I heard after youth service. Meanwhile, I fasted the whole of the youth service. Prayed for direction, it didn't come. I continued after youth service. It was then that God now encountered me. And all of these things we are talking about today came from that direction. That was the first major critical direction that shaped my life. Subsequent directions came to stand on that foundation. Perseverance is critical. If we are going to survive seasons, because there are many seasons that will come, a lot of men of God, their voices die. It will be called they did not receive the code for survival in that time. If I see men like Bonke, you know David Wilkerson. You saw his prophecy everywhere on Facebook, the one he gave in 1986. That guy was a prophetic voice to the nations till his last day. He never went out of relevance. Oh, you have heard of Babalola of CAC? He was a prophetic voice of this earth until the day he died. In fact, even before he died, he had written chronicles, prophesied about each year for 40 years ahead. Yes. Each year for 40 years ahead. He was the one that said that Nigeria was going to go through a wilderness. A wilderness. We're going to depart. And that wilderness started from 1977. So those of you that were born in 1977, you are part of the crisis generation. I don't want to start deviating from... Are you with me? Hallelujah. This man never went out of relevance till they existed this stage of life. So if it is possible, then why will I still be alive and my voice dies? That can happen if the code for survival in the next season is not secure. Can we pray that God will give us the grace for perseverance? Grace to persevere. That's the first prayer point. That's the first prayer point. The grace to persevere. That's what makes you stronger. That's what makes you grow, mature. And anytime you arrive, you are a fountain of blessing. People will look forward to your coming because they know with your coming is grace. And even when you go, you leave grace behind. Can we ask God, give us the grace to persevere. Give us the grace to persevere. Give us the grace to persevere. Because whosoever can get whatsoever, the only difference now is the grace to persevere. Kabosi malebreskete. Lama kapa rupreske fasika brante kuskabalato jemina kadia kabelasu. How long can you hold an issue? How long can you hold an issue until you get a feedback from God? How stubborn are you? How stubborn? How restless can you become until you secure the mind of God? Can we ask God help us that the spirit and the grace for perseverance might rest upon us? There's so much ahead of you, I tell you. So much that God has on your life. So much profit that the kingdom was designed to get on your account. But we will not see actualization until we receive the grace to persevere. Siakabranta babori masika bresko valata. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And if he have committed any sin, it shall be forgiven him, and the Lord shall raise him up. Kabosi kapateli kuskobria eski kombela sikobrela sikomasi saliko preskovela prai kompala kunzaba. The ability to persevere. I'm still on it for 2 months. I'm still on it for 3 months. I'm on it for 5 months. I'm pressing for 7 months. I'm trying to lay hold of something for 8 months. The grace to persevere. Ikombreska vasamina katia branta babola kade. Isosela breskovela. Ikomanse si. Because I believe that after the lockdown, you will mount up. You will mount up with wings. You will mount up with wings. God will give you grace to mount up. A new chapter will be opened.
There will be a need to have capacity to persevere. There will be a need to persevere. There will be a need to strive harder. To strive harder. To strive harder. Kelabon Seli Mama. Ziklopreskofe Samina Kadia Brantamabola Semin. Izozomina Kadia Brantamabola. Escompre Sumenanala. Shamalabalata. Ebregedela Lacunda. Asamina Sepria Tababon Sekete. Prescope Lamina. I will not take off before the answer comes. I will not be defeated in my mind until the answer comes. I receive grace to persevere, grace to tarry, grace to remain where all issues are solved, where all problems are solved, where all challenges are solved. I receive grace to remain. Meso se la kade kade lo compre, shamina kanda la baboria. Ebalanto sebriata babala kante, jemina kasketa breskopela, esobria laba balatoa. Receive strength, receive grace, receive capacity, because you are going to mount up. You are going to mount up. You are going to mount up. Maiso se se keperento compela, ingombosika prante kumene ketelia, enso sela, brakabala baboko boko sika manteli. Brekina kosketa, braita komba, zema kompelama, ika manzala baboria, eskombrele, isosena iko malima, elento kombreskave sakuli abrante, alalambo kombe, ikoskeni na dadiata, ambres kompelato manto kompre, alakanta mandalata, ika mamali dodoko bobobobo, Alelelelelele kuska eskabriata babose alinanguska diata prala akabalta planta babola tamena alabasebriata babonse kade abriata babonse pre aliko samazali akambreskaba. Your strength will not fail you. Your strength will not fail you. Your spiritual capacity to stand before the king, it will not fail. It will not fail you. It will not fail you. It will be renewed. Especially in this time. Lea Kombela. Braskata Branda Babola Baskepria. Shemalata Branda Basamatala Baboria. Ambredeken Sosa Saita. Latok Samatala Baboro Koto. Imbregede La Zamena Branda Babaya. Alabasanda Branda Babolata. Escompre. Lababonde Dada Mokompalata. Lababonda la sebriata babon sebregede, lamina kadia branta babono kompoto, eskomprege dali kampala, asamanta la babora batalia, asamanta branda babalata, asamanta branda babola bata, asamanta branda babolia, eson sedate, egabaita, agabanta baboria, eskompe, paramasanta babo kompela, elamama dia dambre, Ala mandala babolo kobo, ala masagaba, ebraskanda babola, akabalata blanda babo, elekedede goduyala babalata, kamba sata blanda babo setale, ebregedela kumparata blanda babolata, akabasika, akabasika, ebrusketa, abraskanda, abrasemina, abrasovela, abrasanda babo. Ebra Santa Babo, Ebra Seminabo, Ebra Santa Babola Capre, Lababon de Bregade, Lababonja Mata Branda Babolata, Lababonja Branda Babolia, Ekabanda Branda Babosca Bala, Ebregade la Semina, Ratabanda la Baboria, Ekabanda la Baboria, Ekamanda Branda Basaka Branda Babo, Apresgaya Tanda Branda Basamala, Ebregela Maboria. Ebrekela basanda babola, abranda basanda branda babala, abranda basome na kadia, ikamen soma, ikamen talabo, ikamen celebronda, ikamen salaba barata, ikamen salaba bore balada, laba barata branda babola baskebre, jepena kadia, La Bonse Prege, La Bonse Prege, Alla Balata Prata Babolo Cotania, E Yekeke, E Yekeke, E Yekeke, Prata Masuka Balato, Prata Masanda Baboria, Amboroko Bokoto, Roko Bokoto, Ikamanta La Babori Balata Prata Babo, Alla Malaba Laba 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 Laba. Ala bala 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 bala. Kaila tabara, kaila manseka tanda babora tala. Ebrekete na kabalaka branda babo. Bala sopre, bala kanta baboria. Bala kunda basema. Bre kante bakopa kante bre. Laba kompre gede la kula. Ala masanda branda babo. Parato sanda, parato menakanto. Parato branda basume. Rato Bregede, Kabalada Branda Babolada, Akabalada Branda Basuka, Elelelelelebabo, Elelelelelelelo, Osaika, Osamakula, La Compelekete, La Kabalato Mokosema, Prescope Neketale, Ala Kosa Mata Eko, A Prescope de Bregede La Kuria, Kaleboboria Mama, In Jesus, mighty name. In the book of Job, chapter 29, the Bible says from verse 1, Moreover, Job continued his parable and said, Oh, that I were as in the months past, as in the days when God preserved me, when his candle shined upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness. Job has backslidden. He was making reference to a time in the months past. A time when God was with him. When his candle, God's candle, shine upon his head. And by that, the light thereof, he was able to navigate through darkness. That's what happens when a man tarries before God. The light will shine upon your head. And by the illumination that comes, you'll be able to navigate through seasons. You navigate through troublous times. You will receive the power of navigation. Can we pray and say, Lord, let me not have a better yesterday in my walk with you. Job was speaking with regret. As it was in the months past, I will never have a better yesterday. Because it is written that the path of the just is like as a shining light that shineth more. It says, candles shine upon my head. There are many people that have lost that candle. And right now they are in confusion. There's utter confusion, utter manipulation. The people are running from pillar to post because the candle is not there to shine. When his candle shine upon my head, and by his light, I walk through darkness. When his candle shined upon my head, I will never have a better yesterday. I will never have a better yesterday. God will grant grace that will be going onward and forward. Yet the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more. The dimensions of God will increase. The testimony of God will increase. The word of the Lord on my lips will increase. Yes, there will be no better yesterday, because the grace of God upon our lives is a token of the glory that excels. It becomes better with time. It becomes stronger with time. There is no provision for a better yesterday. Ilamo Korea. Sami kopeto skiko baratu amala. Lanto kembo siko brekotika pale kadia kapela kuta. Shama kanta babo la kapres kubalato. Shiko bre gamba sanda baboria. Aleta moso kokoria mamalatoa. Abrisko belamo santa baboria. E preskete menzelete lika manza lata blanta babolata akabalata blanta babolia Ebreskovelata, Briskovelata, Brantababonde, Shema Kentomina Kadia, Alamanta Lababo, Seketa Brantababo, Lekomen Celebria Scapre Kabata Manta Lababora Kadia, Shama Kelo, Ela Manseli, Braskata Brantababose Kabalata, Breskovelamina Kadia, Brantababose Kala, Elo Kembro, Malakombese, Malabranta Baboni Makadia. Esa mezo se cabranta babosena alabala balata alabala balashanda ebrea da babonje pregete alamasebrea da babalada esosela elamandelimo abranta la barata branta babose pregete la campela la sosela kedo combre la sosela branta babola kanda la sosela prescova gemina cardia branta babosa Le cabalata branta babalata kulabo, prescobe la kila braskelia, aita kamala, aita komba, le kobaseli, branta balata balata branta babo, aledono de sali, prescobe la curia, amasanda branta babalakada, la barata branta babo se makata, abrescomba semina, le cabaita cantelo kokoria, alelele kete, ala la 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 de basubra. Alla monza mina kadia, le kombeza mi, la brasanda babolata, e la balata branda babolata, akabaisa kompre, la kazomina kadia, alla masanda babaria branda, ruka babalata manzele, ruka besame, ruka babaluata, ruka semina, aikamomo, rabados ke selimantua, le kapresko balata bantala babo, Ababa ita kanzeli, aleso sela, aleso sela, ala kuba latua, ikabres kove latua, ela masesayi, labobondo, labobon shakata la, ama mama, ekukuri kababa sila, abraskanda bada baboria, leka bala bala bala, ala bala 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 bala, ala bala 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 bala, shamatala babore balatema. Liatam broskete brante masubria tababalama. Alabalata branda basubria tababosketa minakat. Ebranda babalata. Labala basanda branda babola. Agabalata branda basame. Lebregede zopalata bra. Aye kabala. Semantala baboria. Adededele. Lebreskente leboria. Alalala babora kapala. Rasanda Branda Baboloko, Alaboria Brande, Rababela Kuraba Santa Branda Babolata, Lamena Santa Bragadena Kurabata, Shamanana Masunda Branda Babolevata, Oh Lord, Oh Zabota, Leta Baita, Kambela Mansala, Priscabella Kombe, Shamakomba Lado Sama, Lava Santa Branda Babola. Alla basanda branda babone balada, abrazana babone balada branda babo, alla la 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 la, alla la 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 la, alla la 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 la, alla la 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 la, alla la 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 la, alla la 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 la, alla la 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 la, alla la 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 la, brala ba la ba la ba. Janda la baboria prescompe la campe, Shema mama malaha, alabaranta brada baboria, Askepele de kenza menta campra, alabasanda baboria, e prescompe ratala, e prescama soleata, e prescende de baboria, e prescende la baboriva, e prescanda babo, e prescete, e prescete, e prescanda te, e prescanda balata. Abrantanda samasanda branda ala bala 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 ala bala 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 samo kompreska bala baboria liga bate kosketa branda baboria I kamen sebre barata baboria in Jesus
be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. In a moment of time, we want to want to speak to mountains. The mountain of coronavirus. Mountains around your life. Be thou removed. And be thou cast into the sea. Want to spend some time to address mountains. It is a provision in the spirit. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say unto this mountain, be thou removed. Coronavirus, be thou removed. And you can address any mountain around your life as we pray this night. Be thou removed. Be thou removed. Be thou removed. Be thou removed. Be thou removed in the name of Jesus. Hamosi la brescote mantara babori bakadia. Entonce la cabrescova rama salia branta babola capesco bregede. Lamo zebria, kivosa manto comperame na sibri. Labroko sibriata baboli bakasketame na branta baboli balabriata babalato. Endorobolobo sebregede la kasketame na branta babola kada. Braskata barata branta babola kande. Broske manza liko preskove la menakadia branta babose katabro. Zemina conte pregede la scate manzeli, labra saman saliva curia, entomena cante pregede la scava boria, sebo sami, embre socomba lato schibro zemina cadia, ambereco sama samen suca presco vela basula, be thou removed, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, zemina cadia, branta baboli macazemala. Ika presko belegede, ika praskanta babori balatwa, preskom belaswa la branta baboze bregede, la masala baboria, elu moskete bregede la zemena branta baboria, akabalata branta baboze bregedaliba, akabarata branta basata branta babolata, akabalata branta basamena branta baboli baleta mensobre, labo samena, labo samena, labo samena, labo samena. Rasanta babori makadia ela manso zela ela brasketo bena branta baboli balatwa presko bregede la sumanta de bakante le brekete la komba barakanta baboria esa mina keskombre la bosa bena branta babolia akabalata branta ba beda remo beda remo beda remo beda remo beda remo. Le bosse che tamina branta baboria, semina curia bassesi, e la mantana baboro comogoro mosso cotolia, e preschete con belata, braca santa baboria, e scompregete, be thou removed in the name of Jesus. Le capranta babala, alla sosela, la bosse mina cavia, e compregete la scuba latua, e capasa branta baboria, e prescate. Simantala babora kabasanda, le preskete pregete, lika sanda babori balagua, abrata barata branta babodata, abarata branta basama, arata bansala babori balagua, e pregete la samena, alaba sanda baboriba, e preskamena subriata babolata, e preska manza zaila, abasanda babola, abasanda branta babola, e gabanda branta basakata. Alabrata barata branda babolo konda, esa manta branda baboria, esa mina kande, esa mandala baboro, ebriga batala babo, ebriga basanda babo, lakabalata branda basamata, alabalabalabalaba, ikamasanda baboria, emesendere babo, emesendere babo, emesendere babo, nakabalata branda babolata, kaita branda babo. Shabatala babora, shabatala babora, ikamantala barata, ikaman semina, rata babola kande, alabarata rata babo, alabalabalabala, alabasanda, labo semene, alalalalalala, alalalalala, alalalalalala, 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 shabatala babo,
Shabatala babo, Shabatala babo, Shabatala babo, Yeketala babo, Yeketala babo, Yapasata babo, Angapanadadadada, Ambaradadadada, Ambasayada babo, Ambarada babo, Ambaradadada babo, Samalabalabalaba, Arabasata babo, Bore balata. Rasaka basa da babo, rasaka barada babo, raka babada, raka babasa da brada baboria, eka matala baboro, ala basa bera, ala la, Ala Ekabalada brada baboria, ekabalada brada baboria, eka janda dalalala. Abarada balabasuba, alabaruba labaloboru, alabarobo sanda baboria, jamana lababoria, elalalalalalal, shakabalada brada baboria, labro sanda brada babolada, alabalabalabalaba, jamalabalabalaba, alabalabalabala. Alabalabalaba, Jesus. Amo! Sababalatwa escopeta campalata blanca babo alababo seketa rata balata blata babalata alabalata blata babala oh la coco bilabalaya e cate la bonze la bobo de cata blata alalala chama cata blata babola elabalabalaba shanda alabalabalaba Ala ba la ba la ba. Roke balaba, rope kabalaba, alabalabalaba, shanda baboria, eka baboria, eka baboria, eka baboria, eka bashanda babola kabala, alababarata babola ka. La Baboria, Abrasanda, Alabasanda Baboria, Abrasco Bella, Elevenemene Basumbria, Lava Balava, Mala Baboria, Incamino Comple, Calidocos Cabalatua, Elevenemene Baboria, Abrasanda, Alabasanda Baboria.